Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you're talking to the Bill. Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And we're going to do it like this, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. You are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Psi Phi stand up.
Hey, welcome to the real live Sean Ross radio talk show and jam session. In the building. What's up? We have Miss Lisa Stewart. What's going on, Lisa?
Hey, how you doing? I heard you out here enjoying this California weather with me.
Oh, LA trip. It is so beautiful. I just, you know, I'm just finished up a powerful meeting, but my big brother of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, music coach extraordinaire, big brother Willie Norwood, is in the building. I'm outside doing a show live on the rank with Mr. B. Chris. Man, we're just doing big things. I mean, B. Chris, we got this new technology streaming platform that is off the chain, y'all, America. It's going in, Lisa.
Hey, we're going to have to hear more about that. That's the future. Right there.
Oh, yeah. And then those who are out there, I want to go further. Everybody's listening on Roku. Everybody's going to listen on Android. Everybody's going to listen on Apple TV. Everybody's listening right now on Blog Talk Radio. I want y'all to know, if y'all need vocal lessons, I mean, hey, y'all better inbox me now. Go on to the website, inbox me. We got something. I mean, hey, I'm not sure. I got a code, 0008. You know, Willie Norwood, 0008 is my code. Hey, for your vocal lessons. I mean, hey, if you don't know nothing about this brother, I mean, he only have two, you know, his offsprings are doing just phenomenal. You may have heard of Ray J, you may have heard of Brandy. I mean, yeah, he vocally taught them. And how they doing right now? Pretty good, right? So, hey, if you want to get some, you might want to do some of the same things that they did to get those same results. Not just a coach and a father, but a business entrepreneur as well. So we want just to leave you that. I'm not going to put him on the spot right now because he's eating. And you know how L.A. people, they don't care if they're eating or something. You just go put him on the spot. Hey, can you just say hello to my fans? You know, he misses Ray. But we're going to get him back here and have a whole hour, let him tell a story. I mean, hey, it's all about family business. So how you doing, Lisa?
Right.
What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Trying to survive, trying to get ready. Seems like they finna put us back on lockdown, so, you know, I had to run out and make sure my supply is sufficient.
Oh, okay, we're on lockdown. Now, with no further ado, at least while we're waiting on our guests to chime in, and, you know, one of the phones went down here at the studio. And I'm like, the phone numbers to have all the people's, names and numbers on it. I'm like stuck in one of those positions, you know, what the devil means for bad, God can turn around and mean for good. One of those scenarios. So we're going to take a commercial break. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put this record in. And then we're going to come back. All right, Lisa, hold on. Let's take them back one time.
All right.
Way back down memory lane. I see the happiness
Lane. Lisa, I don't know. Hey. I don't know what's going on with your cousin, but hey. We just waiting, hanging in. And due to the fact that my phone allowed me to call any numbers at this time. I mean, you know, hey.
So,
yeah. So we'll
tap in when he's ready.
We're going to call this the Sean Ross Distort Hour. All right, how about that? How about that? As people chime in, I'm waiting on Money Mace, the Mace team. Got that Bag Entertainment, said they wanted to chime in. So, you know, hey, today I can just play music. And until our guests come, I am waiting. Okay, I want to give a shout-out to all of our callers that are in the building waiting for Freeway, Ricky Ross, to be in the building. I did receive a text. He's having a little complication, but we going to, like you say, keep the show going, keep going on the road.
Keep the show
so let's
going.
Talk about this today, Lisa. Did you hear about the Nick Cannon, about what's going on with Nick Cannon? Talk to him. What are your thoughts
about
that?
I did hear
it.
I think he has to just clarify what he was saying. I did get the quotes he was making because I'm actually familiar with those things he was saying because there's a book about it. And I believe he was quoting a young lady, and I can't think of her name right now. But he is going to have to apologize because we can't expect people not to say things toward African Americans, and then we say things back and expect no consequences.
Right.
But Nick is a fighter. Nick is going to figure it out. Nick will be back, trust me. Whether he got to do it himself or, you know, whether, you know, doors open back up for him, I don't see Nick going anywhere.
Yeah, I think he'll be back right there. I think, you know, like minds will come together and unity will prevail, you know, because the good book says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And, you know, so, yeah, that is my hope, you know, as they say, prayers of a righteous man prevaileth much. So I think sometime we can put ourselves in a situation without knowing the situation that we're actually in.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right.
You know, we say things and not knowing that there's a person that right next to us that mean us well and not bad. But then you do have people that may be negative towards us, but that's nothing more than a socially learned behavior that I feel that people have.
Yeah. It is
so,
true. It's true. You know, people were comparing it to statements by the Klan. I'm like, come on, you guys are reaching now. You're reaching a little far now. I don't think it was on that level, that's for sure.
Things are changing.
I posted on Facebook, I went for a hike, me and my daughter, up in La Cañada, California, which is right outside of Pasadena, the upscale, very upscale neighborhood. We're on the hiking trail, and these couples, two white couples walked up to us, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, do I need to put my pepper spray out? You know, I'm sizing them up, like, okay, what's the plan when they get close? And they just walked up to me and said, I love you. And I was like, okay, I love you too. It was just an experience. It was an odd experience. It was a nice thing, but it was an odd experience. I didn't know how it was going to end, you know, how it was going to be once they got up to me. But it was all love, and, you know, I definitely like driving through La Cañada. Every sign is Black Lives Matter everywhere throughout the city.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you just never know.
Never know.
But I want to make everyone's attention known to all those non-believers that it's a conspiracy about this COVID-19.
Yes.
I want to let y'all know that it's real. It's real, and for those on, I hope it never hits your house like it's hit other folks' house, even mine.
Right.
So I've had family members that have COVID-19, and it's real. So I was with D.L. Hughley last night, and he talked about, you know, he never knew, you know, that COVID would do to not him, but he was responsible giving it to his son. And he felt so compelled, you know, just really like, wow. That, you know, you never know, you know, the intentions may be good, but the outcome could be anything. People don't, they don't respect COVID-19, don't respect, you know, Democrats. They don't respect, you know, Republican. They don't respect, you know, independent. They don't respect you. I mean, there's so many ways that you can get it. You know, we have to really wash our hands, wash your feet, and most importantly, as Sean and Sherry would say, wash your ass.
<You know?
laughs> That part. So what have you been working on, Lisa? Let's just have this can. It's me and you, sis. When Ricky get here, he get here. If not, you know how they do. Hollywood,
right.
Hey, that's my brother.
Well,
that's my peep. That's my cousin.
You know,
we respect it.
Well, you know.
So what's going on with you?
Well, you know, I'm trying to put together this We Stand in Solidarity event, bringing just everybody together, all nationalities, all ages, all, you know, demographics, all economic, everybody on the economic scale, from the homeless man on the street to the billionaire up in the hills. Just, you know, coming together as one and really realizing that it's definitely time, well overdue, for America to start making some changes. But this has been so inbred that, you know, we don't even sometimes recognize it when it's there in front of our faces. So,
right.
We stand in solidarity. And we've had a lot of movement, the most in history that I know of, right now, where you have everybody kind of coming together, thank God for cell phones. You know what I mean? So now you can actually see what people have been talking about for years.
Wow.
So I've been working on that project, getting a lot of positive feedback from everyone. We were just going to do it as a streaming event, but it looks like it may grow into an actual television special. Well, everybody just showing support. And saying, hey, we stand with you, because now, you know, you understand that there's systemic racism happening. And, you know, before maybe we didn't see it, maybe we didn't notice, and we just thought people were just crying wolf.
Right.
But, you know, it's been a beautiful thing. You got all these companies donating hundreds of millions of dollars. And, you know, we just want to make sure that, you know, that money gets donated and used correctly so that we can make real change.
Starting with education.
Education is, you know, everything. And I definitely want to get those ladies you had on the phone. I definitely want them to come and speak and be a part of it. Your mother, your aunt.
The sister circle. Yeah, sister circle.
People may not know Sean, Sandra, Mama Glow. Yes. Sean comes from very powerful family. I mean, just the knowledge that they dropped in that hour was amazing.
Oh, yeah. We got to get the sister circle back here on the line. At least we know they'll definitely be on time.
Right.
Yeah, on time and punctual.
We know where they at.
Oh, yeah. Man, you know.
So what's going on with you in L.A.? I know you out here working.
Well, right. Oh, yeah. Turning some corners. Basically had a couple of meetings with Rap Plug Live, which is a digital streaming forum, basically in the process of making some strategic partners that will take this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the new stream platform for art culture, you know, created by us for us. You know, so
mm-hmm.
where people will have the opportunity to see their favorite artists, comedy shows, concerts, live on stream, due to the fact with this COVID-19, people are not able to get out and see artists, go to concerts, dancing. Basically, you know, everything's going to be virtual. I'm to that thing, like, everything is definitely going to be virtual. Oh, Lisa, before I forget, let's do this. We don't want our CFO and CEO.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, K KEWRDB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, we're back to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And today you just have the host and the co-host, and we're helping my cousin, my family member, same DNA, C-Way, Ricky Ross will definitely be in the building if he can make it. He's working, so, and my phone. Why do people make the phone? Well, you know where the bright goes off on the phone and you can't brighten the screen. And if it goes too dim, you can't see a thing. It has to be pitch black in order to turn the phone back on. And that's where we have an issue at, where we can't see folks. I can't make a phone call, can't call. And I don't know why the dimmer went off on the phone anyway. I don't understand why see it vaguely, but I can't see where the dimmer is. I don't get it. But hey, we got a show to do. We're gonna keep on rocking. We're gonna rock and we rocking because I'm rocking with Rap Plug Live. We in the building. Big Bruh's in the building. So I'm gonna take a commercial break right now and play this next song because the Bruh's always say I don't give them enough shout out. So let's do this just for them. All right, Q's, happy anniversary to all the dogs celebrating your anniversary to the Q's and Delphi. We're doing this one just for you. Thank you, Lisa Stewart in the building.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that takes this tale, we'll be busy. Be the clapping dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, sleep dog. Dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, counting dog, funky dog, the nasty dog.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're back on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And, you know, hey, Q's, I hope y'all really enjoyed that. That one was just for you. And, hey, we get it. We get it. And, hey, we only got 30 minutes to go. So, hey, Lisa, I you know, sometimes you want to throw alley-oop and like, where do we go? Where do we go from here? But I'd be remorse if again didn't say. If I don't ever get the chance to say I love you, Big Sis Lisa Stewart, I want to say Sean Ross loves you. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you stand for. I appreciate you taking your little brother under your wing, putting me in a headlock, beating me, kicking me, kicking me, kicking me in the head, you know, making sure I do right. And then also put me on this platform. I'm having fun. And, you know, just today, I even talked to Ed today, you know, first year, 1 year anniversary. And we're about to, I'm about to have, you know, some mega heat. Starting on my birthday weekend, yeah, I'm gonna have everybody chime in. It's gonna be a banana. It's gonna be a party. It's gonna be a party next one. I might be able to get my big brother Willie Norwood to chime in. You know, chime in live in. Yeah, get my nephew Ray Jr. I mean, it's gonna be. We're gonna celebrate my birthday live on this show. Mm-hmm. Lisa Ray said she was gonna chime in. Vivica told me she was gonna chime in. So we gonna really turn up. The weekend of the 25th. Okay. I don't know which Wednesday. Do we do it the Wednesday before? Boy, you the GM. So you let me know we're going to do it the week leading up to the party or the week of after the party. It doesn't make birthday falls on a Saturday, 25th.
Hey,
and shout out to T-Boogie. Oh, yeah. We are in the groove. So I'm going to let somebody wanted to have a special request. All right. Hey, so Lisa, I want you to sit back and enjoy this mix. DJ Sir J Boogie, we're about to really make this happen. All right, so sit back, relax, and tune. We come back, then I'm going to pick Lisa Stewart. Now, I think y'all, Big Fist. All
and
right, I want to give a shout out to.
I got a special caller calling in, so I'll surprise you with it. Go ahead.
Okay.
When we come back.
All right, special call. Okay. Well, this one is called Tap In. Okay. The special caller. Okay, hold on one second. Let me. Oh my goodness. I'm trying to learn how to work this thing. Oh, here you go. Why is this doing this like this? What's going on here? Trying to learn how to work this thing. Oh, here we go, y'all.
Nip hustle, rest up, King. Beer. When you land in my city, you better tap in. Before you go to the hood, you better tap in. Before you go out to eat, you better tap in. Before you buy you some weed, you better tap in. Now homies, tap in, tap in. Yeah, baby, tap in, tap in. You know you better tap in, tap in. These DJs better tap in, tap in. Yeah, go ahead, bang my line. It'd be smart of you to do before you chance your life. Dangerous outside and mixing with these busters who ain't got no stripes. Yeah, don't be so fast exposing your dough. They had you robbed naked on the side of the road. Game is to be sold, but you've been told for sure. To be these fine fly women out here plotting the most. It's a way to move, especially on the West Coast. I got the formula, you got the break, I'm get you a dope. Dope minds with 4 5s in most cities worldwide. It's rules to live by, and one day we all die. It's real beer to check in, respect it. I wish they connected to street beer. It's different than square business. You better listen. More specific, don't forget.
When you hit LA, you better tap in. When you see Las Vegas, you better tap in. When you land in Miami, you better tap in. When you get to New York, you better tap in. ATL, tap in.
Just tapped in, we about to get cracking. Cause the whole line at the strip club laughing. Asking questions they asking. Want a baddie, then I know who to send you. Want some tree, I get you the menu. The evil that men do, tell the truth what I can do. Keep you from getting pressed, keep you from getting beat, keep you from being next. I'll tell you just where to go. Show you shortcuts through the cities that I know. Connect you to the book and get you some real dough. Don't rock with them weirdos, but that's what I'm here for. Show you who is real folks, the peoples you gotta know. The do's and the don't so, and how to move on alone. The fuck is me out of control. Posting way too much over they phone. You rabbit troll just trying to be numb. You said he playing games instead of.
better be grown, you know what it is.
When you get to the bank, you better tap in. When you see Tennessee, you better tap in. When you pull up in Philly, you better tap in. When you land in the shine, you better tap in. Detroit, tap in.
You got to tap in, tap in. That's right. Yeah, Lisa. So who we got in the building? Who's our special guest? Hold on one second. Who we got? Think Mike is hot. Whoever it is, think Mike
is hot.
Go ahead
and put
him. Hey, what's going on?
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Is this Cobra Man?
Yeah, you hear me?
There you go.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Hey, what's going on with y'all, man? What's going
on?
What's
going
on? What's up with this?
Called Ren, and Ren is a music mogul. Been in the industry forever. I think he was born in the industry, practically. He came out like, I'm in the industry. Music industry mogul, all the way from the ATL, joining us tonight, blessing us with his presence.
Uh-oh. With a 504 and living in the ATL, I'm trying to figure out. Who is this? Because I got somebody next to me from the ATL that lives in the ATL. What are we talking about, Lisa Stewart? Tell me, because I'm trying to get your voice.
Ren, go ahead and introduce yourself, sir.
Man, first of all, I've been in the music game for at least, man, forever. You know, I had a record out. I sold 250,000 copies independent myself as the artist. So. And I transform that into promoting, marketing, promotion. I do everything under the sun. Whatever you want to know, I can tell you.
Wow! Can I get that name? I can't. I'm trying to get my mind is running a thousand.
Ren.
Give me the name.
They call me Big Ren.
Big Ren.
Ren.
Okay, Big Ren. Okay, Ren. How you doing, bro? Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio. Talk to and jam such a big Ren. Okay. I'm sitting next to another powerhouse who just left me, Mr. Willie Norwood, Brandy and Ray J's dad, my frat brother, just left a powerful meeting. And I got a big Ren. I want you to meet somebody that's in the building while Lisa Stewart. You know, I like to connect the dots and get out the way, big Ren, especially now that you have what you mentioned to me, being in the music business and doing what you do. I want to show you this other platform as we lighten each other up. I want to bring Mr. Brandon Chris on Rap Plug Live to the building, in the building, to let you know what we got going on and how you, Mr. Ren, you know, you in the business doing what you do. But no further ado, Brandon Chris, Rap Plug Live, in the building with Mr. Big Ren. Hold on a second.
How's it going?
And what's the business?
Hey, can't complain, man. We're doing amazing things over here talking about music, entertainment, and technology and how they coincide, you know, and that's the big thing, the big narrative here. I'm a tech entrepreneur, B. Chris, CEO, co-founder of Rap Plug Live. Check us out at www.rapplugLive.com. And, yeah, man, we're doing something big in hip-hop. We are actually a live streaming and video on demand platform for the culture. So we got people from all over the world tuning in to check out some dope, dope content and live events and live streaming from some of your favorite celebrities, influencers. And yeah, we're excited about where things are going. Black owned, by the way. Black owned.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. I'm with it.
So Ren has a long history in the music industry. Actually, currently looking for new artists, you know, to work with. Ren, tell them a little bit about what you're doing and what you got going on.
Yeah, right. I'm looking for the next best thing right now. I'm looking for new artists that I can, you know, and we can market and promote them and get them a little situation, you know, if they need it, you know. But we're trying to work them in. We're looking for the next big star right now because the entertainment business is open right now, so they need the next big thing, and I think that we could bring that to the game right now. That's what we're looking for.
Mm. No, that's good. That's really good. Now, that's needed. People need to be found and discovered, and great people like you who are putting money and energy and time into these people, that is amazing. That is amazing.
So one of the things I was thinking, Ren, he has a nice platform. If you do, you know, put out a search on the platform. There's a lot of synergy that could be taking place here.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Good.
Okay.
That's what we
I
mean.
Think, so I told you about Rap Plug Live, but Rap Plug, the company as a whole, we have another platform called rapplug.com, and it's basically like the LinkedIn of hip hop. We have over 10,000 members, singers, rappers, songwriters, producers, publishers, you know, from all over who are creating profiles on our platform. So, yeah, we should link up and definitely do a contest and put it out there and let people know this is your chance to potentially get signed, you know, to a label or to a deal. And we're looking for the best of the best. And so if you check out rapplug.com, you know, rapplug.com, you'll see tons of talent there that, you know, may fit what you're looking for, or we can find them. Like you said, we'll go find them.
Yes. Great. That's what's up. That'll be a good thing. You know what I mean? I'm ready to go.
Now, wait, dude. I'm going
to
let Sean Ross connect the dots on that, too.
Yeah, that'll be it, man. We need, because we're looking, like I said, the game is open, man. You know what I mean? Because they got the repetitive stuff that's out here, you know, the same old. We need something real and something real different to just come in the game, and they could take over the game. And we're looking for it. We're looking for the next best female artist. We're looking for the next best male artist. We're looking for the next best singer. What we looking for, these all intertwined with what we doing, all together.
R&B making a comeback. R&B is making a comeback.
So are you offering them like a deal with your label? Are you offering them a single deal? Are they going to be doing EPK?
I'm actually offering them a deal with my label. And
okay.
That's right. You know, I got a little situation that I'm working on myself. Not as me as an artist, but, you know, I'm working out something with a label right now. So we're going to have distribution when they come into the fold.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
And he actually has the platform to do everything, too. Like, he got the stylists, he got the music people, he got everything to package them to make it right. And he got over what, I don't know how many years of experience, but a lot of years of experience to go with that.
Now, that's what's needed, you know, having the resources, having the package, and then having that experience, because experience comes with relationships, you know, and sometimes that's why I call my company Rap Plug, because sometimes you could be one plug away from success. Just one plug, the right person to hear your sound, the right person to believe in you, you know. And sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know. And you can know
a lot,
you could be talented, but you might not know the right person or have the right plug, and that could be just a differentiator. So, you know, I love that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got all the plugs, everybody. You know what I mean? I've been in the business, man, forever. I have some powerful attorneys that I, you know, that's really on my team, and we can make some things happen.
So,
you know, my attorney represents Mary J. Blige. He represents Fat Joe, he represent Kanye, you name some, you represent them. And
okay.
Yeah, I actually I got three of them. You know, if they so I mean we ready to go.
Attorneys
ready
are
them?
Key.
Attorney
is key,
and
a right attorney. Yep.
Actually, my attorney used to be the attorney for Uptown Records with Andre Harrell.
Ah.
Puffy used to work for them while he was there.
Wow. Okay.
So you see where he's at now. But he's a good friend with them. He's, you know what I mean? He's a high powered attorney in the business. So, I have him on a speed dial, so.
Yeah. So where are you based at? Because, you know, when people try for American Idol, they tell you, you're going to Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what are you telling people they're going to be, you know?
The music business, and I'm in Atlanta.
Okay, yeah, I'm from Atlanta. Yeah, well, I'm not from Atlanta, but I lived in Atlanta for a while. I just recently moved to L.A., but my staff and my headquarters and my team is still in Atlanta. I'm actually coming back to Atlanta tomorrow because we're actually doing a concert with Rick Ross this weekend. And so,
wait.
Yeah, that's great, man. Yeah.
Are you live streaming that?
So I won't be live streaming this concert, but we will be putting the content out on our platform, Rap Plug Live.
Okay.
Well, they got, wait.
Yeah.
My guy's throwing a concert with Rick Ross tomorrow. I mean, this week, I think it is.
This weekend? What's the guy's name?
It's a parking lot.
Parking lot comp. That's us. Yeah, yeah. We partner with 2 Chainz and Street Execs to put on a series of events called the Parking Lot Concert.
His dad's name is Tony.
Yeah, I probably know him if I see him. Yeah, so we got big team.
He's one of the main ones. You know, damn, what his name is, man. Man, so you part of that? They do all the marketing and promotion.
Yeah, we assist with the marketing, the promotions, and the live streaming. So sometimes we live stream, sometimes we put out like documentary type content of the event on our platform where people can purchase it, and then behind the scenes, exclusive behind the scenes content, and then we also help market it as well as curate. So sometimes we get different artists to perform. So that's just an example of one of the type of ways that we use our platform, Rap Plug Live and RapPlug.com as a whole, to market, promote, and stream and engage. And then we have several other types of events, virtual concerts, exclusive behind the scenes. Like, for example, we got an event coming up with Eric Bellinger. It's a virtual songwriting camp. For $30, you can literally go in the studio with Eric Bellinger and some of his celebrity partners, and they're going to show you how they came up with some of the hit songs from, you know, how to get your voice right, how to write the song, all of that kind of stuff. So that's available right now for purchase on rappluglive.com. So, yeah, man, we're just doing some real innovative stuff right now with content and streaming and on-demand. The whole parking lot concert series is innovative itself. You know, pulling up to a concert and staying in your car and watching it from your car, you know, creating that social distancing, but also being able to experience the concert. Artists can still make money. If you missed it, you can go to our platform and watch it, you know, later. So it's just like that's a whole innovative thing, you know, that's happening because of COVID-19. So we're really excited about the new trends that we're setting and how we're able to really be innovative in this time.
Nice, nice.
My friend of mine.
Oh, you're breaking up, Ryan.
I said, a friend of mine, he actually discovered Rick Ross.
Oh, really? Oh, that's dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to hear that story. So where did he find him at?
Man, Rick Ross used to live with him. So he probably going to be there with Rick Ross tomorrow, whenever that day is, on Friday, Saturday, he's going to be there.
Yeah, it's on Saturday. That's it. Dope. I got to look out for him. You should come through, too.
He might be
in town.
Yeah,
I'm gonna come through.
Behind-the-scenes interview.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. We can get you on the air. I have my team interview and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll be in the building. Yeah, he actually did. Yeah, because I went to all of his his record release party. We did. He did pool parties at his house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the mansion pool parties.
Yeah. He's the head engineer for Rick Ross.
What's his name?
His name's Tomcat.
That's your son's name?
What? My partner?
Your partner, your partner. You said your partner? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you said your friend. He's a Tomcat. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just at the mansion with Ross out
there. See Rick Ross?
Now, I wanna interview him and have him come through and we're gonna be getting some exclusive behind the scenes and all of that. So I don't know if we're gonna start at the mansion or the studio or what, but it's gonna be a movie, man. So definitely come tell him that he'll probably be there anyway, and then and we'll link, make something happen. It's gonna be nice.
Let's make it work, man. Let's make it work. I mean, I got a couple of artists too, I've been in the business for a while. I did what people don't know, man. I did 17 shows with Cedric the Entertainer. I did Life Jennings. I did Fat Joe. I did you name it, man. You name it, Young Jock. I did a 40 for Matt Johnson. I did Monica. I did you just name them. You, I can tell you. I did marketing promotion. I've been in the business for forever. I was an artist first, then I took it to doing marketing promotion, and now I stepped back a little bit from marketing promotion, but I still I could still crank it up because I still have my same relationships that I had from back then.
Plug and relationships. Yeah. We're going to talk because the relationships that you have and the experience you have, there's a lot of things we could do. I love to having that that contest where people can go up to our platform for a chance to get signed and we can kind of put some promo around that and really get some people who are interested. And then I like also going back to some of those artists you just mentioned and finding out some ways that they want to participate in some content plays with us on our platform. Because a lot of them can't tour right now and stuff, and so there's some innovative things they can do with us to monetize during a time like this. And you can benefit from that, too. So, it's definitely a conversation to be had, man.
Oh, man, I'm with it, man. Believe me, I'm with it. Figure out how we can make it work. When you come, you going to be down there tomorrow,
cool.
You said?
I'll be down there tomorrow, and I'll be there for the rest. I'm coming back to L.A. on Tuesday. And, I think we got to take a commercial break real quick, but I'm gonna make sure
you
gotta get the contact and all of that. So commercial real quick.
Sean. I'll get it over to Sean.
Okay.
Perfect. That way. Nice meeting y'all. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Man.
So let's get to this commercial break. Hold on. Sean, come back here.
I think he's about to go to commercial.
Yeah, he has it on. Yeah, they doing that drive-in concert thing in Miami. Hard Rock Cafe is trying it for the first time.
Okay.
Oh, is that in Atlanta?
In Miami.
In Miami, okay.
Yeah, out there at the Indian Reservation. Like, they really trying to, get things going out there, of course. The reservation is going to probably, they got to shut down the casino, so they got to come up with some other innovative ideas. So they're putting in the whole drive-up concert venue. It's actually up, so they're trying to use it now.
They're going to do a drive-in concert?
Yeah, the concert, yep. Right outside the guitar. You know how they put that big guitar up there in Miami? I don't know if you've seen it, but
right, that's crazy.
Yeah, they got the whole stage. It's permanently gonna be set up.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, they're trying to do it.
Who's gonna be performing? Who's there?
The first show is gonna be with Pep Bull and Nicky Jam. They're doing Aladdin, you're in Miami. So they're doing the first Latin show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually a part of that event. So it should be nice.
Oh, yeah?
They need to stream it. That's what they need to do.
I know a big streaming company also, too.
Yeah. Well, he's a streaming company. The guy you just got the phone with, Brandon.
Okay.
Yeah, Brandon's a streaming company. Did Sean get back?
He's a global network.
He's working on it.
He's a source for live streaming continuous content.
Okay.
Such as music, film, trade shows, lifestyle, wellness, and reality shows. For business inquiries, contact me.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step-by-step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday fun night, and Saturday brunch with two wings of Belgian waffle and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena, 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! Joyfulexpressions.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
Hey, welcome back to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session in the building. B. Chris, B. Grant, and Lisa Stewart in the building. Hey, y'all, we rebound quickly. I had some technical difficulty. Wi-Fi was also there for a lot of callers could not call in. He said he was trying to call in, and for some reason, he just wasn't able to do that. But, you know, hey, we're going to get it right. But again, I want to thank everybody for being in the building. So, Big Grant, I have a question for you. You know, how can people get in contact with you, and what's your thoughts about this COVID-19 going around? Let's talk about COVID-19, the state of COVID-19 in Black America, and then let's close it. Give me something that you would like to tell for people how to get your tag.
Okay, first they can reach me at mirrorvisionent@yahoo.com. They can reach. And this is I got it all. You can reach or you can look up my website is mirrorvisionent.org. You can see all the stuff that we do. We do music and films. So we rent equipment for all the biggest production in the Atlanta area. We're the fastest growing music and film company in the metro Atlanta area. That's what's going on. I have a podcast coming out called Ask Ren soon. My first interview I'll be doing is with Nick Cannon. So y'all check it out. And the COVID-19.
Oh, we're gonna be in on that one.
Yes.
Yo, that'll be a hot one.
Yeah. The COVID-19, man, you gotta be aware, man. I mean, you can't say it's fake or whatever. You know what I mean? You gotta protect yourself. You gotta make your body a weapon. So when if it attacks you, you can be able to fight it off. So that's what I'll leave y'all with about that. But yes.
Okay. All right. So, hey, Big Grant, much love, respect you. Always more than welcome to come back to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Let's go to Big Chris, how can people get in contact with you? What's your thoughts on the state of COVID-19 in the Black community?
Well, you can reach us at www.rapplug.live.com. Check out www.rapplug.com as well. We're on Instagram at The Real Rap Plug. My personal Instagram is bchris_, that's BCRISS_. And I would just say, you know, it's really unfortunate what's happening, you know, due to COVID-19, and that we should take it serious. We should, you know, be real about it, because it is affecting some people. It's affecting some people I know personally. And so I think that, you know, it's really important that we take it serious. And, you know, just be careful out here, because we never know when it's going to go away, when it's going to come back, when it's going to spike, and it's a real situation. So I want to tell all of my peers you millennials out there and younger, you know, be careful and take it serious and be thoughtful and mindful of what you're doing. Wear that mask. Mask up. Hashtag mask up. All right.
All right, Miss Lisa Stewart, the state of COVID-19 in the black community and in your tag.
Please be aware that this is real. And Sean will tell you a couple of weeks ago, I had a personal loss in my family, and I have a couple of people still fighting that battle right now. And they're all different ages. Don't believe the hype. Oh, black people can't get it. Oh, young people can't get it. Oh, kids can't get it. They don't know. So don't be a fool and go out there and believe what your president is telling you, because he does not know. He is not a doctor, not a scientist. That's where I'm going to leave you. And you can always catch me at instanews.com and also on Instagram at instanews.la.
All righty then. Well, you know, and Toni Mercedes, as an artist, I mean, she is phenomenal. Emily Rose, and she was on last week, and we're going to keep it true. As long as COVID-19 is going on, and we're going to definitely remind everybody, hands up, mask on. And until next week, y'all, we're going to, you know, we had technical difficulty with Rick, Freeway Rick Ferrell's phone, well, his situation, and getting online because we lost internet. So just to be honest and very transparent, we thank y'all for supporting us, keeping it true blue, and we love you for God, for Central, for State. Until next week, y'all, hey, y'all listen to the song as we on our way out the door. That part that way, mask on, hands up, mask on. Miss Emily Rose in the building.
Trying to steal my